Good morning, Anna, Bridget. Christine Quinn's getting a lot of fire from a lot of quarters. So much so that my high school age daughter this week asked me why so many people hate her. Anna, are all these attacks having an effect?
The dynamics in the race have changed a little bit. Christine Quinn still leads in the Democratic field, but she had her lowest poll numbers in 5 months. She slipped about 5 points from where she was in their last poll, which was back in February. And what's key here is she was getting really close to 40% in that February poll.
She was always going up till now?
She was always sort of slightly ticking up. And now, so 40% matters, because if she does not get 40% in the primary, she faces a runoff. So whoever comes in number two, there's going to be another election, and all of the people who are opposed to Quinn will consolidate. And that's going to be a tough race for her. So she really wants to get over that 40% hump, and she ticked down 5 points.
So, and now we have these, like, very strange ads, right? I mean, there's like, the weirdest thing. The Communication Workers 1180, and Bridget, who am I missing that's involved in funding this huge ad campaign?
An eco-investor.
Wendy New of the New family that does all these city recycling contracts.
Contracts. So they came out with what is the first attack ad, an independent expenditure political action committee, and they funded an ad that sounds a little bit like this. Here's a little piece.
She wants you to think that she's a progressive, but on the issues New Yorkers care most about, she is always on the wrong side.
And when the ad, you know, was first released this week, the reaction from the Quinn campaign was, you know, swift and certain, which was to send a letter to all the other campaigns asking them to, you know, join her in speaking out against independent expenditures.
But that wasn't it, right? I mean, didn't she then wrote a letter to the TV stations, right?
Which
that's got everybody a little flipped out. Have you ever heard of anything like this, Anna? Where a candidate like goes to a TV station and says you have to take the ad off the air because it's factually incorrect?
Oh, yeah.
And are they successful?
No. But it's a stunt. It allows you to say these charges that are not only showing up in ads on TV but are being talked about a lot in the press, then you get to say these are not true and here's why, and you lay out your case.
The huge Anthony Weiner news. I was on the air earlier this week with Richard Hake talking about sort of Weiner's history as a mayoral candidate, and this was our conversation.
Is he really going to do this?
Yeah, I mean, I pretty much think so. I can't imagine a scenario in which you would go tell New York Magazine you want to run for mayor and then not do it. And then I got off the air and Anna was like, what? No.
Well, first of all, there's two things that I think about that clip is that I love that you're just so unequivocal. That I'm like, of course he's running. We know he's running, because why else would you do an interview with New York Times Magazine? I have a different take. I think the reason you do an interview with New York Times Magazine and then not run for mayor is that the next time you decide to have a run for an office, you don't have to do the big, remember that Twitter scandal? Here's how I dealt with it with my wife. Here's how my wife feels about it. And here's how I've healed. He's done that interview now. And so he's set up to... You disagree?
Well, I think that that is
shaking her head.
Exactly the theory behind it. But I don't think, you know, this former congressman ever reemerges without some, you know, reminder of the scandal that took him down. I think every time, even if he comes back.
Oh, of course, it will be in the first paragraph of his obituary.
John Liu this week, really interesting figure. Anna, you saw him at the ABNY, the Association for Better New York Breakfast.
It was pretty startling. It was the morning of when the Quinnipiac poll came out. So the first thing that I thought was interesting was on the elevator ride up with people who were going to this business breakfast, there was some conversation and worried looks on their face about how Chris Quinn had lost some points. So she had some fans
that
in that
crowd,
audience.
The business crowd was concerned.
The business crowd was concerned about Chris Quinn softening numbers. John Liu gets on stage and gives a speech where he rolls out what he calls the people's budget and makes the case for raising taxes on people who make over $500,000 and what he wants to spend it on. And you could have heard a pin drop in that room. It was also the morning that the Anthony Weiner piece came out in the New York Times Magazine, so that's what he was asked about right afterwards. And this is what he told me.
If Anthony wants to be mayor, he should run. I guess I would just suggest getting rid of his phone and closing down the tweeting account.
Which is a great joke. So, you know, when I saw him in the Bronx a few hours later, he had reworked it just a little bit.
Maybe you should ditch the camera phone and close down that Twitter account.
This kind of repeating the same jokes over and over again. Is this unique to John Liu?
Oh, no.
No, definitely not.
Next week, actually, on a more serious note, big event happening. Bridget, can you preview it?
The jury selection begins in the trial of two of his campaign officials, Oliver Penn and Jenny Ho, and they'll be looking at allegations that, you know, Liu's campaign staffers were using straw donors in a fundraising scheme that benefited his campaign. So
it's kind of a meta, John Liu commenting on Anthony Weiner's scandal. Anna, Bridget, thanks so much.